Venezuela debuts website to report on just deportations of illegals from U.S. by Christian K. Caruso on March 19, 2025. Venezuela's socialist regime launched a new website Tuesday that allows individuals to report alleged unjust deportations of Venezuelan illegal migrants from the United States before it's too late. The website is managed by the Committee for the Defense of Venezuelan Migrants, an organization directly affiliated with the Venezuelan socialist regime that describes itself as an organization committed to the defense and promotion of human rights focused on denouncing and making visible the situation of Venezuelan migrants in the U.S. We are a collective committed to the defense and promotion of human rights focused on denouncing and making visible the particular situation of vulnerability of Venezuelan citizens in the United States, whose presidential policy has been dedicated to stigmatize migration, the website reads. The persecution, imprisonment and deportation of Venezuelans without due process is an aberration that should not be indifferent to us and that constitutes an anachronistic and illegal act that evokes the most nefarious episodes of human history. The recently launched website features a fillable form asking victims of the deportations, relatives, non-government organizations, or other individuals to report incidents of unjust deportations. In addition, the website asks individuals to pledge their support for a manifesto against President Donald Trump and the 1798 Alien Enemies Act under the premise that, if they treat us as enemies, we must unite. Sign for yourself, for the future, for your children, for every Venezuelan brother and sister in a similar situation. United we are invincible, the website declared. The website is part of dictator Nicolás Maduro's response to President Donald Trump's use of the 1798 Alien Enemies Act to deport a group of 238 Venezuelans suspected of being members of the Tren de Aragua terrorist organization to El Salvador on Sunday as per the terms of an agreement with Salvadoran President Nayib Bukele. The Maduro regime first condemned the deportation of the migrants by claiming that the deportations were comparable to slavery in Nazi concentration camps. Hours later, Maduro vowed that he and his regime would not rest until the Venezuelan deportees kidnapped by Bukele are rescued from El Salvador. In addition to the website, the Committee for the Defense of Venezuelan Migrants launched an accompanying Instagram account whose content features artificial intelligence-generated images of President Trump and President Bukele depicted as the duo of evil, accompanied with a text that reads, "If they mess with one Venezuelan, they mess with all of Venezuela." The Maduro regime, which caused what is largely described as the worst migrant crisis in the Western Hemisphere via socialism, has also announced upcoming local pro-migrant campaigns and rallies. VTV, the Venezuelan regime's main state propaganda outlet, reported that, on Wednesday, the Maduro regime will host a signature collecting event across the nation's main squares in support of the Venezuelan migrants deported to El Salvador as part of the Dignity Always campaign. According to VTV, the event is a solidarity action that will serve as support for upcoming efforts of the Maduro regime to denounce the deportations to international organizations and other governments. On Tuesday, the Venezuelan regime held the Great March for the Freedom of Venezuelan Migrants Kidnapped by the United States and El Salvador. Maduro reiterated after the event that he and his regime will do everything in our power and beyond so that the Venezuelan deportees in El Salvador, whom he described as hard-working and honest boys, are returned to Venezuela. Secretary of State Marco Rubio stated in a social media post on Tuesday that Venezuela is obligated to accept U.S. deportation flights and risks new sanctions if it refuses to accept its citizens. This is not an issue for debate or negotiation. Nor does it merit any reward. Unless the Maduro regime accepts a consistent flow of deportation flights, without further excuses or delays, the U.S. will impose new, severe, and escalating sanctions, Rubio wrote. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.